Track 19.
Yes, well, this is a poem about society in the future, and it's called 2084, which is obviously a reference to George Orwell's novel 1984, which was about a totalitarian society in the future. So this is a poem about society in the future, and what's happened is that normal civilization has come to an end because of climate change. So these are the survivors, and this is a very strictly controlled society they live in, and probably very religious. It says it's scripture safe. And it's also like a small farming community. The poem talks about fields and keeping bees in beehives. So in a way, they've gone back to pre-industrial society. And anything that contributes to global warming is forbidden, or it's controlled. So they're allowed just one computer. The airports aren't used anymore. They use windmills. There's an interesting contrast between tradition and technology running through it, in fact. It's a traditional lifestyle, but they also have technology like solar panels and computers. So, in a way, the poem is quite optimistic. Everything is probably going to be okay, but it's also very critical of our generation. In the second half, it describes how the children want to use up energy. They want to light fires. They want to be children, but they aren't allowed to. And they blame the parents for creating this situation. They say, "We stole the magic brand. We stole fire." In other words, we misused the sun's energy. And the last part refers to the story of Phaeton, how he borrowed the sun god's chariot, and he drove it to destruction. And this is what our generation did, or is doing right now, in fact. So, really, this poem is partly about how we will be accountable to our children for what we're doing now, what they will say to us.